A change for the U.S. military clears a hurdle. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. The House passing a more than $850 billion defense authorization bill that includes an end to a COVID vaccine mandate.
350-80 votes signaled wins for each party. Republicans secured a provision that rescinds a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military members. The bill also includes pay raises for troops, overhauls the military justice process for sexual assault investigations, and boost overall military funding to enhance competitiveness with China and Russia.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The White House defending the prisoner swap with Russia that freed basketball star Brittany Griner. They had been pressing Russia to also free American Paul Whelan.
Here were our choices. Our choices was Brittany or no one at all. Bringing home one American or no American at all.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Russia is treating Whelan's case differently. Whelan's brother says he thinks the administration made the right decision. One of the oldest cold cases in Philadelphia is partly solved with the identity of the boy in the box. Found beaten to death in 1957, he was Joseph Augustus Zarelli. His body exhumed twice by investigators.
In 2019, they recovered enough forensic material that Captain Jason Smith says they were able to upload the boy's DNA to a genealogy database. That led them to some of his relatives.
Through further investigation and additional testing, the genealogists involved in this investigation were able to establish the identity of the birth mother of the unidentified child.
This then led to finding the birth record for Zarelli and eventually the identity of the birth father. Smith said they are not yet ready to say who killed the boy, but the investigation is ongoing.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Microsoft's takeover of video game company Activision Blizzard now being challenged by the Federal Trade Commission just voting to sue over competition concerns. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Adults can now legally have and use marijuana in Missouri, but that doesn't mean they can buy it there yet or use it everywhere.
Missouri voters passing a ballot measure this past November legalizing pot for anyone over 21. Medical marijuana was okayed by a ballot measure back in 2018, but there are some delays. Medical marijuana dispensaries in Missouri cannot sell for recreational use yet. People will eventually be able to grow their own, but you cannot apply for that until next month. Missouri does expect to issue 144 dispensary licenses by early 2025, with revenue estimates of $1.3 billion a year.
Fox's Paul Stevens. Missouri is the 21st state to allow recreational use of pot, but certain locations can still ban it, including schools and businesses. Israel may have a delay forming a new government. Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu requesting a two-week extension, citing holdups in agreeing on roles for coalition partners. A superstar singer reveals she has a rare neurological disorder, putting off a tour that was scheduled to restart in February.
In an emotional Instagram video, Celine Dion tells fans she's been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome.
We now know this is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having.
She explains the spasms from the syndrome, which affects the central nervous system, is affecting her walking and the use of her vocal cords, and she will be postponing and canceling a series of upcoming concert dates while focusing on her health.
I have a great team of doctors working alongside me to help me get better.
Dionne canceling the remaining North American shows from her Courage World Tour in January, citing a recovery from recent health issues.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks are higher. The Dow's up 86 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.